With some fresh music from a local muso after spending more than half his life on tour in Asia. King Kasim is back on home soil and with a banging new sound, the album called Furu Sakuru. But the song we just played for you now is In the Fields. He joins you now live. King Kasim, good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Alan Gile, how are you doing, Brennan?
Absolutely fantastic, man. Music got me going. It got me in the fields.
Liquor.
Good man. Listen, man, just give us a brief explainer on, you know, on the sound we introduced you with. Why did you write In the Fields and what sounds were you going with?
Look, it's a big change for me coming into or crossing over into the said pop market in South Africa because I come from a very different background musically. I do predominantly eclectic acid jazzy type of stuff, more of a storyteller, folky type of vibe. But coming back home and trying to tap into the market in Cape Town and working with South African producers, I tried to cross over into the pop genre. And so that's the feel. And then still sticking to my story and my storytelling, it's a track about being in the fields, man, feeling love and feeling that warm, fuzzy feeling when you're with your person. You know what I mean?
I mean, it just talks to your new album that is more pop-focused and upbeat. Why did you choose to turn a new leaf from your previous jazzy R&B sounds?
Like I said, to cross over into a market in South Africa, where, you know, I'm from and I wanted to be home and gain a new type of audience, really.
You're listening at home. Thank you so very much for tuning in. 15 minutes now before we get to 11 o'clock. You're listening to Cape Town Muso King Kasim talking to you about his new album, Furu Sakuru. And we were listening to one of the songs in the album called In the Fields. Perhaps you know, perhaps you've heard the music and you'd just like to say kudos. Well done on the music. 072-567-1567. That is the WhatsApp line. I have to ask before we continue because I like the sound of Furu Sakuru. I don't know. Feels like I'm about to get into a fight. I don't know why, but it's a fight. It feels like a fight I'm going to win. I don't know why. But what does Furu Sakuru mean?
So Furu Sakuru is Japanese for full circle. And it stems to the fact that with this album, I'm celebrating 30 years in the music industry. And so the symbol for 30 is a circle. Wow. And so that's what I went with.
Just tell us a bit more about that, because many will be saying, but Ebs, what do you mean he spent half his life on tour in Asia? You talk about coming in full circle, and I believe you started performing at the age of 9.
Yes, I did. So I was performing in Cape Town from 9 years old, from theater. Abunkile, I don't know how old you are, but you should remember K-Pap.
I'm 25
and years old. and the old Nico Milan before it became Oscar. That's where I started in theater and singing at home with my family and that type of thing. So and then from that, if we fast forward a couple of years later, I moved to Bali and I was living out there performing with my band Shokru. Which was predominantly an American and Colombian band. I was the only South African in the band. We were a boy band, 10 guys, and we toured all over Asia. And that's pretty much how it started out there. Yeah. And fast-forwarding, you know, or fast-tracking through all of that, a lot has happened from production to being in studio with artists like bigger artists like Zane and Jun Kung and all of these guys in the Asian circuit, from Japan to Hong Kong to Macau, and then bridging from that to Las Vegas, and so quite a big variety of little things that I've been in over the last 20 years, and finally making the move to come back to South Africa, and a permanent move to South Africa 2 years ago. sees me want to talk about all of these things and express this through my music.
Now, you know, there's many young musos out there, or young wannabe musos out there, who have perhaps finished matric and are thinking of going into the music industry, which I think from the many artists that we've had on the show before have always said that it is not a a very easy industry. I mean, you think of coming out of COVID also, but you've survived in the music industry during, even during the pandemic. How do you keep your head above water in this industry?
It's an everyday hustle. I'm not gonna lie. Let's call it what it is. COVID killed us as musicians, as artists, as engineers, studio guys. It literally floored us. And you had to be innovative, to super creative to come out. Surviving, just being able to eat and take care of your family and do what you do, like your everyday thing. So. Yes, if you're going to get into music, if you're going to get into, have that backbone or that back structure. Like I studied music and sound engineering and studio design. And so that really, to be honest, is what kept me afloat through the craziness of COVID, and the studio design more so, because more and more people through COVID had to be working from home, had to figure out how to utilize little things to make better video, better audio, possible for meetings, for this and that. And a lot of people have to work from home with noisy kids, with all of these things. You know, I say this because, I mean, I've got two small kids, and it's difficult. And I understand from a parent's perspective, like if you're in a 9-to-5 and you've got an office job and you're having Zoom meetings and that. So, I come in and I help you figure out how we can soundproof your place and make it a better space to work from, and make your sound better, so that when you are having a meeting from home, or you are broadcasting from home or whatever, I was the guy that you called to make sure that we could do that, make it happen.
It is 9 minutes before we get to 11. You're listening to the voice of Cape Town Mizo, King Kasim, talking to you about his new album called Furusakura. It is, it means coming full circle, and he talks to how he has come full circle in the music industry. We've also listened to one of his songs called In the Fields. Later on, we'll be playing you one of his other songs called Why Are You Doing to Me? Or What Are You Doing to Me? That's the one that I'm looking for. We talk of talent, and you've talked about surviving in the music industry. One of the best things that we've seen in South Africa these days is the collaboration where, whether it's the producers or it's the vocals, that are starting to trust one another. How about you? Any of our local producers that you've worked with?
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, this whole album, and it's a first for me, because I, as a producer, I've always been really hands-on. Was scared to allow anyone to mess with my sound or what it is I wanted. So I've only ever had one writing partner and producer abroad. And now coming home, I've worked with some amazing people. Like my writing partner, Denver Diamonds, is a guitarist. I mean, we've been working together forever. And then I worked with Ibrahim Malam, who is a monster producer. It was amazing to work with him. I worked with Darren Peterson. I worked with Clayton Diamonds. Just some really, really cool producers out in Cape Town who I think Cape Town is sleeping on, to be honest. There's so much more we could be doing. And I do feel like collaboration is key. You know, it's always been my thing. I always felt like Cape Town was a little closed off, or musicians are a little scared to venture into that or divulge into that space where you work with other people. And trust is a big thing, you know. And so you have to be open, and you have to find those people that you gel with, that you know, you can really be like, yo, this is what I'm feeling. And they get it without you even saying it or like it's just there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you, man. So we are running out of time, but I have to ask these two questions, and maybe you can just respond to me. First of all, what's your favorite song out of the album? And also, where can people check out the album? Where do they buy it?
Okay, so it's very odd because I love this album. I'm like, I am in the fields of this album all day, every day.
I see what you did.
But my favorite track is actually a track called Small World, which we're going to, it's on the album, you can get it. The album's available on all major platforms, King Kasim, Furusakuru, on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you go, you'll find it. On the socials, you can catch me at KingKasim021. But just go to www.KingKasim.com. My music's there. You can find out more about me. You can book me. Everything.
King Kasim, thanks so very much for joining us for this Friday edition.